Terry. Merry Christmas, Mother. Merry Christmas, Tad. Merry Christmas, Yolanda. Merry Christmas, Brooke.
Merry Christmas, Kurt.
It's time.
It's time again for the holidays, with pain and sorrow miles away. But in my spirit I've got to say, there's no Christmas without you. With caroling and mistletoe, children playing in the snow. But in their hearts the world must know, there's no Christmas without you.
Your gift?
Your gift of love.
Yeah.
Associate Pastor Sarah Tay McClendon, and I want to welcome all of you to Runner for Christ Ministries Bible Reading Class. Happy Wednesday. We thank God for each of you that join in and in with us every week, and we ask that you help us by letting someone know that this Bible class is here on Blog Talk Radio. Tonight, we will be reading the book of Jeremiah, chapters 21 through 25, and following that, we will begin answering the review questions. If you would like to take part in answering the review questions or make a comment, just press the number 1 and that will put you in the host queue and your mic will be open for you to answer or ask a question or make a comment. Please do us a huge favor by keeping all background noise to 0 if possible. A good way to do this is to simply mute your mic when you are not speaking and unmuting when you want to speak. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be in your presence. Bless everyone that is here. Bless everyone that will listen later, Lord, and allow our lives to just continue to shine for you. Again, thank you for breathing life into our lungs, and thank you again for being amazing. In Jesus' name, with thanksgiving, amen. Now we will listen to Jeremiah chapters 21 through 30 through 25, sorry, and I will see you on the other side.
Jeremiah 21. The word came to Jeremiah from the Lord when King Zedekiah sent to him Pashur, son of Malchijah, and the priest Zephaniah, son of Maaseiah. They said, "Inquire now the Lord for us, because Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, is attacking us. Perhaps the Lord will perform wonders for us, as in times past, so that he will withdraw from us." But Jeremiah answered them, "Tell Zedekiah, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I am about to turn against you the weapons of war that are in your hands, which you are using to fight the king of Babylon and the Babylonians who are outside the wall besieging you. And I will gather them inside this city. I myself will fight against you with an outstretched hand and a mighty arm in furious anger and in great wrath. I will strike down those who live in this city, both man and beast, and they will die of a terrible plague. After that, declares the Lord, I will give Zedekiah, king of Judah, his officials and the people in this city who survived the plague, sword and famine, into the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to their enemies who want to kill them. He will put them to the sword. He will show them no mercy or pity or compassion. Furthermore, tell the people, this is what the Lord says. See, I am setting before you the way of life and the way of death. Whoever stays in this city will die by the sword, famine, or plague. But whoever goes out and surrenders to the Babylonians who are besieging you will live. They will escape with their lives. I have determined to do this city harm and not good, declares the Lord. It will be given into the hands of the king of Babylon, and he will destroy it with fire. Moreover, say to the royal house of Judah, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says to you, house of David. Administer justice every morning. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor the one who has been robbed, or my wrath will break out and burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. I am against you, Jerusalem. You who live above this valley on the rocky plateau, declares the Lord, you who say, who can come against us? Who can enter our refuge? I will punish you as your deeds deserve, declares the Lord. I will kindle a fire in your forests that will consume everything around you. Jeremiah 22. This is what the Lord says. Go down to the palace of the king of Judah and proclaim this message there. Hear the word of the Lord to you, king of Judah, you who sit on David's throne, you, your officials, and your people who come through these gates. This is what the Lord says. Do what is just and right. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor the one who has been robbed. Do no wrong or violence to the foreigner, the fatherless, or the widow, and do not shed innocent blood in this place. For if you are careful to carry out these commands, then kings who sit on David's throne will come through the gates of this palace, riding in chariots and on horses, accompanied by their officials and their people. But if you do not obey these commands, declares the Lord, I swear by myself that this palace will become a ruin. For this is what the Lord says about the palace of the king of Judah. Though you are like Gilead to me, like the summit of Lebanon, I will surely make you like a wasteland, like towns not inhabited. I will send destroyers against you, each man with his weapons, and they will cut up your fine cedar beams and throw them into the fire. People from many nations will pass by this city and will ask one another, why has the Lord done such a thing to this great city? And the answer will be, because they have forsaken the covenant of the Lord their God and have worshipped and served other gods. Do not weep for the dead king or mourn his loss. Rather, weep bitterly for him who is exiled, because he will never return, nor see his native land again. But this is what the Lord says about Shallum, son of Josiah, who succeeded his father as king of Judah, but has gone from this place. He will never return. He will die in the place where they have led him captive. He will not see this land again. Woe to him who builds his palace by unrighteousness, his upper rooms by injustice, making his own people work for nothing, not paying them for their labor. He says, I will build myself a great palace with spacious upper rooms. So he makes large windows in it, panels it with cedar, and decorates it in red. Does it make you a king to have more and more cedar? Did not your father have food and drink? He did what was right and just, so all went well with him. He defended the cause of the poor and needy, and so all went well. Is that not what it means to know me, declares the Lord? But your eyes and your heart are set only on dishonest gain, on shedding innocent blood, and on oppression and extortion. Therefore, this is what the Lord says about Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah. They will not mourn for him. Alas, my brother. Alas, my sister. They will not mourn for him. Alas, my master. Alas, his splendor. He will have the burial of a donkey, dragged away and thrown outside the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry out. Let your voice be heard in Bashan. Cry out from Abarim, for all your allies are crushed. I warned you when you felt secure, but you said, I will not listen. This has been your way from your youth. You have not obeyed me. The wind will drive all your shepherds away, and all your allies will go into exile. Then you will be ashamed and disgraced because of all your wickedness. You who live in Lebanon, who are nestled in cedar buildings, how you will groan when pangs come upon you, pain like that of a woman in labor. As surely as I live, declares the Lord, even if you, Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were a signet ring on my right hand, I would still pull you off. I will deliver you into the hands of those who want to kill you, those you fear, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the Babylonians. I will hurl you and the mother who gave you birth into another country, where neither of you was born, and there you will both die. You will never come back to the land you long to return to. Is this man Jehoiachin a despised, broken pot, an object no one wants? Why will he and his children be hurled out, cast into a land they do not know? O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Record this man as if childless, a man who will not prosper in his lifetime. For none of his offspring will prosper. None will sit on the throne of David or rule any more in Judah. Jeremiah 23. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evil you have done, declares the Lord. I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their pasture where they will be fruitful and increase in number. I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteous Savior. So then, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when people will no longer say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the Israelites up out of Egypt. But they will say, as surely as the Lord lives, who brought the descendants of Israel up out of the land of the north, and out of all the countries where he had banished them. Then they will live in their own land. Concerning the prophets, My heart is broken within me. All my bones tremble. I am like a drunken man, like a strong man overcome by wine, because of the Lord and his holy words. The land is full of adulterers. Because of the curse, the land lies parched, and the pastures in the wilderness are withered. The prophets follow an evil course and use their power unjustly. Both prophet and priest are godless. Even in my temple I find their wickedness, declares the Lord. Therefore their path will become slippery. They will be banished to darkness, and there they will fall. I will bring disaster on them in the year they are punished, declares the Lord. Among the prophets of Samaria, I saw this repulsive thing. They prophesied by Baal and led my people Israel astray. And among the prophets of Jerusalem, I have seen something horrible. They commit adultery and live a lie. They strengthen the hands of evildoers so that not one of them turns from their wickedness. They are all like Sodom to me. The people of Jerusalem are like Gomorrah. Therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says concerning the prophets. I will make them eat bitter food and drink poisoned water, because from the prophets of Jerusalem, ungodliness has spread throughout the land. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. They speak visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you will have peace. And to all who follow the stubbornness of their hearts, they say, no harm will come to you. But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord to see or hear his word? Who has listened and heard his word? See, the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a whirlwind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he fully accomplishes the purposes of his heart. In days to come, you'll understand it clearly. I did not send these prophets, yet they have run with their message. I did not speak to them, yet they have prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel, they would have proclaimed my words to my people and would have turned them from their evil ways and from their evil deeds. Am I only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away? Who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, declares the Lord? I have heard what the prophets say who prophesy lies in my name. They say, I had a dream. I had a dream. How long will this continue in the hearts of these lying prophets who prophesy the delusions of their own minds? They think the dreams they tell one another will make my people forget my name, just as their ancestors forgot my name through Baal worship. Let the prophet who has a dream recount the dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? Is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer that breaks a rock in pieces? Therefore, declares the Lord, I am against the prophets who steal from one another words supposedly from me. Yes, declares the Lord, I am against the prophets who wag their own tongues and yet declare, the Lord declares. Indeed, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, declares the Lord. They tell them and lead my people astray with their reckless lies. Yet I did not send or appoint them. They do not benefit these people in the least, declares the Lord. When these people, or a prophet or a priest, asks you, what is the message from the Lord? Say to them, what message? I will forsake you, declares the Lord. If a prophet or a priest or anyone else claims, this is a message from the Lord, I will punish them and their household. This is what each of you keeps saying to your friends and other Israelites. What is the Lord's answer? Or what has the Lord spoken? But you must not mention a message from the Lord again, because each one's word becomes their own message. So you distort the words of the living God, the Lord Almighty, our God. This is what you keep saying to a prophet. What is the Lord's answer to you? Or what has the Lord spoken? Although you claim this is a message from the Lord, this is what the Lord says, you use the words, this is a message from the Lord, even though I told you that you must not claim this is a message from the Lord. Therefore, I will surely forget you and cast you out of my presence along with the city I gave to you and your ancestors. I will bring on you everlasting disgrace, everlasting shame that will not be forgotten. Jeremiah 24. After Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the officials, the skilled workers, and the artisans of Judah were carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, the Lord showed me two baskets of figs placed in front of the temple of the Lord. One basket had very good figs, like those that ripen early. The other basket had very bad figs, so bad they could not be eaten. Then the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" "Figs," I answered. "The good ones are very good, but the bad ones are so bad they cannot be eaten." Then the word of the Lord came to me. "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Like these good figs, I regard as good the exiles from Judah, whom I sent away from this place to the land of the Babylonians. My eyes will watch over them for their good, and I will bring them back to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with all their heart. But like the bad figs, which are so bad they cannot be eaten, says the Lord, so will I deal with Zedekiah, king of Judah, his officials, and the survivors from Jerusalem, whether they remain in this land or live in Egypt. I will make them abhorrent and an offense to all the kingdoms of the earth, a reproach and a byword, a curse and an object of ridicule wherever I banish them. I will send the sword, famine, and plague against them until they are destroyed from the land I gave to them and their ancestors." Jeremiah 25. The word came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, son of Josiah, king of Judah, which was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. So Jeremiah the prophet said to all the people of Judah and to all those living in Jerusalem, "For 23 years, from the 13th year of Josiah, son of Amon, king of Judah, until this very day, the word of the Lord has come to me, and I have spoken to you again and again, but you have not listened. And though the Lord has sent all his servants, the prophets, to you again and again, you have not listened or paid any attention." They said, "Turn now each of you from your evil ways and your evil practices, and you can stay in the land the Lord gave to you and your ancestors forever and ever. Do not follow other gods to serve and worship them. Do not arouse my anger with what your hands have made. Then I will not harm you. But you did not listen to me, declares the Lord. And you have aroused my anger with what your hands have made, and you have brought harm to yourselves. Therefore the Lord Almighty says this, because you have not listened to my words, I will summon all the peoples of the north and my servant Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, declares the Lord, and I will bring them against this land and its inhabitants and against all the surrounding nations. I will completely destroy them and make them an object of horror and scorn and an everlasting ruin. I will banish from them the sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of bride and bridegroom, the sound of millstones, and the light of the lamp. This whole country will become a desolate wasteland, and these nations will serve the king of Babylon 70 years. But when the 70 years are fulfilled, I will punish the king of Babylon and his nation, the land of the Babylonians, for their guilt, declares the Lord, and will make it desolate forever. I will bring on that land all the things I have spoken against it, all that are written in this book and prophesied by Jeremiah against all the nations. They themselves will be enslaved by many nations and great kings. I will repay them according to their deeds and the work of their hands. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, said to me. Take from my hand this cup filled with the wine of my wrath, and make all the nations to whom I send you drink it. When they drink it, they will stagger and go mad because of the sword I will send among them. So I took the cup from the Lord's hand and made all the nations to whom he sent me drink it. Jerusalem and the towns of Judah, its kings and officials, to make them a ruin and an object of horror and scorn, a curse, as they are today. Pharaoh, king of Egypt, his attendants, his officials, and all his people, and all the foreign people there, all the kings of Uz, all the kings of the Philistines, those of Ashkelon, Gaza, Ekron, and the people left at Ashdod, Edom, Moab, and Ammon, all the kings of Tyre and Sidon, the kings of the coastlands across the sea, Dedan, Temah, Buz, and all who are in distant places, all the kings of Arabia, and all the kings of the foreign people who live in the wilderness, all the kings of Zimri, Elam, and Media, and all the kings of the north, near and far, one after the other, all the kingdoms on the face of the earth, and after all of them, the king of Shishak will drink it too. Then tell them, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says, drink, get drunk, and vomit, and fall to rise no more because of the sword I will send among you. But if they refuse to take the cup from your hand and drink, tell them, this is what the Lord Almighty says, you must drink it. See, I am beginning to bring disaster on the city that bears my name. And will you indeed go unpunished? You will not go unpunished. For I am calling down a sword on all who live on the earth, declares the Lord Almighty. Now prophesy all these words against them and say to them, the Lord will roar from on high. He will thunder from his holy dwelling and roar mightily against his land. He will shout like those who tread the grapes, shout against all who live on the earth. The tumult will resound to the ends of the earth, for the Lord will bring charges against the nations. He will bring judgment on all mankind and put the wicked to the sword, declares the Lord. This is what the Lord Almighty says. Look, disaster is spreading from nation to nation. A mighty storm is rising from the ends of the earth. At that time, those slain by the Lord will be everywhere, from one end of the earth to the other. They will not be mourned or gathered up or buried, but will be like dung lying on the ground. Weep and wail, you shepherds, roll in the dust, you leaders of the flock. For your time to be slaughtered has come. You will fall like the best of the rams. The shepherds will have nowhere to flee. The leaders of the flock, no place to escape. Hear the cry of the shepherds, the wailing of the leaders of the flock. For the Lord is destroying their pasture. The peaceful meadows will be laid waste because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Like a lion, he will leave his lair, and their land will become desolate because of the sword of the oppressor and because of the Lord's fierce anger.
Amen. All right. Let's start answering questions. Again, we're doing Jeremiah chapter 21 through chapter 25. Question number one. The Lord declared that King Zedekiah would have victory over Babylon. True or false?
False.
All right.
Thank you. Hi. Hey, say again. That's 4-7.
All right.
4-7, and it says, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I will make your weapons useless against the king of Babylon and the Babylonians who are outside your walls attacking you. In fact, I will bring your enemies right into the heart of the city. I myself will fight against you with a strong hand and a powerful arm. For I am very angry. You have made me furious. I will send a terrible plague upon the city, and both people and animals will die.
Amen. Thank you.
And after that, Okay, I forgot one. And after that, and after all that, says the Lord, I will hand over King Zedekiah and his staff and everyone else in the city who survived the disease, war, and famine. I will hand them over to King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon and to their other enemies. He will slaughter them and show them no mercy, pity, or compassion.
Amen. Amen. Thank you again.
Mm-hmm.
Question number two. Anyone who stays or abides in Jerusalem without surrender to Babylon will die from, and there's three blanks.
It's in verse 9.
Somebody jump in.
Go ahead, Rebecca.
No, I'd rather you go, much rather.
Oh, okay. I have verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
It says,
hey.
Hi. Everyone who stays in Jerusalem will die from war, famine, or disease. But those who go out and surrender to the Babylonians will live. Their reward will be life.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
And I do the, for everybody listening, I do the blanks on purpose. Because if there's different translations, sometimes they say different things, and so words get interesting to me. So, question number three. The house or royal family of the King Judah is also known as blank.
Verse chapter 21, verse 12.
Yep,
right.
Absolutely. Hi.
Hi. This is what the Lord says to you. Oh, that's awesome. I forget to introduce myself.
No, it's okay. Sorry about that.
This is what the Lord says to you, House of David. Administer justice every morning. Rescue from the hand of the oppressor, the one who has been robbed, or my wrath will break out and burn like fire because of the evil you have done. Burn with no one to quench it. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
All right. Question number four. In Jeremiah chapter 22, what did the Lord tell Jeremiah to say directly to the king of Judah, the one sitting on David's throne?
I had chapter 22, verse 1 through 5.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. Hi. All right.
Hi, Miss Aaron. Excuse me.
Hi.
Hello, Miss McClendon. Sister McClendon,
no,
my bad.
Nope, you were fine. It's Miss Aaron. You're fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is what the Lord said to me. Go over and speak directly to the King of Judah. Say to him, listen to the message from the Lord. You, King of Judah, sitting on David's throne, let your attendants and your people listen too. This is what the Lord says. Be fair-minded and just. Do what is right. Help those who have been robbed. Rescue them from their oppressors. Quit your evil deeds. Do not mistreat foreigners, orphans, and widows. Stop murdering the innocent. If you obey me, there will be always, wait a minute, there will always be a descendant of David sitting on the throne here in Jerusalem. The king will ride through the palace gates in chariots on horses, and on horses, I apologize, with his parade of attendants and subjects. But if you refuse to pay attention to this warning, I swear by my own name, says the Lord, that this palace will become a pile of rubble. Amen?
Amen. Question number five. How long was Jehoiakim disregarded or disobeyed the Lord?
Is that chapter 22, verse 21?
Yep, thank you.
It reads as follows. I warned you when you felt secure, but you said, I will not listen. This has been your way from your youth. You have not obeyed me. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Question number six. What was the Lord's direct message What was the Lord's direct message for Jehoiachin? 10, sorry. 24 to 26, 22. Mm-hmm.
Chapter 22, 24.
You can go all the way to 30.
Really?
I mean, unless we, I deal with y'all real fine. Thorough, so I try to cover all the bubbles.
Okay. Okay, let me get my little thing so I don't skip. Hold on.
Hi. Sorry. I didn't say hi.
No problem. Good evening, everybody.
Hey.
Okay. As truly as I live, says the Lord, I will abandon you. Say his name again.
Jehoiachin.
Jehoiachin.
Yeah.
Jehovah, King of Judah.
Jehoiakim.
Even if you were the sitting ring of my right hand, I will pull you off. I will hand you over to those who seek to kill you, those you so desperately fear. The king Nebuchadnezzar, of Babylonia. And the mighty Babylonian army, I will expel you and your mother from this land, and you will die in a foreign country, not your native land. You will never again return to the land you yearn for. Why is this man, him, like a discarded broken jar? Why are he and his children to be exiled to foreign lands? Oh, earth, listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord says. Let the record show that this man was childless. He is a failure, for none of his children will succeed him on the throne of David to rule over Judea.
So I have footnotes for that. That's why it was so long. Because I was like, really, Jesus? In these verses, Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, is condemned. He reigned for only 3 months. Jehoiachin was also called Coniah, which is an abbreviated form of Jeconiah. The alternate of the throne name Jehoiachin. And then it also says a signet ring contained the king's official seal, which he used to stamp official documents. Such documents bore the sign of royal authority. Thus, the signet ring was highly valued and carefully guarded. Because of Jehoiachin's sin, God says that even if we were a signet ring on his right hand, he will rip it off and throw it away like broken idol. Excuse me, Jehoiachin was exiled to Babylon in 597 BC. And that's in 2 Kings 24, 8 through 17, and then 2 Kings chapter 25, 27 through 30. Okie dokie. Number 7, the Lord leaves his flock that are led astray scattered, never to be gathered together again. True or false?
That's false.
Amen.
It says 3:1-4. It says, what sorrow awaits the leaders of my people, the shepherds of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were expected to care for, says the Lord. Therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to these shepherds. Instead of caring for my flock and leading them to safety, you have deserted them and driven them to destruction. Now I will pour out judgment on you for the evil you have done to them. But I will gather together the remnant of my flock from the country where I have driven them. I will bring them back to their own sheepfold, and they will be fruitful and increase in number. Then I will appoint responsible shepherds who will care for them, and they will never be afraid again. Not a single one will be lost or missing. I, the Lord, have spoken. And then the footnote down there says, those responsible to lead Israel in God's path were the very ones responsible for Israel's present plight. And so God had decreed harsh judgment against them. leaders are held responsible for those entrusted to their care, whom has God placed in your care. Remember that you are accountable to God for those you influence and lead. Amen.
Amen.
That was the footnote 23:1-4.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was a good one. That was a good one because that was totally different than my footnote. That was good. Mine is more informational for background. The shepherds were not only Zedekiah and the three godless Judean kings mentioned in chapter 22, but all leaders of Judea, including spiritual and civil leaders. The phrases, the sheep of my pasture, my people, and my flock, are used by Jeremiah more than 40 times to designate the close relationship between God and the people of Judah. The Hebrew word for attend to is pekade, meaning to care for or to chastise. God will discipline the shepherds for not taking care of his flock. The upcoming exile was a sure thing, but so too the future regarding of Judah and Israel was sure to happen. The good shepherds that God would raise up were not only Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah, but leaders far into the future. Amen. All right, question number 8. The prophets of Samaria and Jerusalem are compared to the cities of what? To the prophets of what city?
Chapter 23, verses 13 and 14?
Yes. Hi,
McKay. What's that? All right. I saw the prophets of Samaria were terribly evil, but prophesied in the name of Baal and led my people of Israel in sin. But now I see that the prophets of Jerusalem are even worse. They commit adultery and love dishonesty. They encourage those who are doing evil so that no one turns away from their sins. These prophets are wicked, as the people of Sodom and Gomorrah once were.
Amen. All right, question number 9. In chapter 23, who does the Lord specifically say he is against?
I have chapter 23, verse 30 through 32.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Therefore, says the Lord, I am against these prophets who steal messages from each other and claim they are from me. I am against these smooth-tongued prophets who say, this prophecy is from the Lord. I am against these false prophets that imaginary. No, I am against these false prophets. The imaginary dreams are flagrant lies that led by people and led my people into sin. I did not send or appoint them, and they have no message at all for my people. I, the Lord, have spoken. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Question number 10. What phrase did the Lord say to stop using?
Same chapter, 37 through 40.
240, and that's perfect.
Oh, 36? Mm-hmm. 36. By stop using this phrase, prophecy from the Lord, but people are using it to give authority to their own ideas, turning upside down the words of our God, the living God, the Lord of heaven's army. This is what you should say to the prophets. What is the Lord's answer? Or what is the Lord saying? But suppose they respond, this is a prophecy from the Lord. Then you should say, this is what the Lord says, because you have used this prophecy from the Lord, even though I warned you not to use it. I will forget you completely. I will expel you from my presence, along with this city that I gave to you and your ancestors. And I will make you an object of ridicule, and your name will be infamous throughout the ages. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
Okie dokie. Thank you. The word oracle comes from the Hebrew verbal word root nasa, meaning to lift up. All instances of the Hebrew noun masa literally imply a burden for all our judgment passages. So when the people of the false prophets ask, what is the oracle of the Lord? The answer was the short retort given in the Latin Vulgate and the Greek Septuagint. You are the burden, the pun of oracle burden. Because of the deceptive words of the false prophets, God will forget and forsake them forever, a drastic measure for a serious offense. Amen. Question number 11. What do the good figs represent?
24, 4 through 7?
Yes. Thank you.
Then the Lord gave me this message. This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. The good figs represent the exiles I sent from Judea to the land of the Babylonians. I will watch over and care for them, and I will bring them back here again. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not uproot them. I will give them hearts that recognize me as the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God. For they will return to me wholeheartedly.
Amen. Thank you again. Question number 12. What do the bad figs represent?
24 verses 8 through 10.
Yes.
Indeed.
Thank you.
Right. But the bad figs, the Lord said, represent King Zedekiah of Judah, his officials, all the people left in Jerusalem, and those who live in Egypt. I will treat them like bad figs, too rotten to eat. I will make them object of horror and a symbol of evil to every nation on earth. They will be disgraced and mocked, taunted and cursed, wherever I scatter them. And I will send war, famine, and disease until they have vanished from the land of Israel, which I gave to them and their ancestors.
Amen.
Amen.
The bad figs describe those who are still living in the land or those who have fled to Egypt. Their disobedience to God led them into ever greater sin as they hardened their hearts, just as Pharaoh did. Amen. Thank you. Question number 13. The Lord will make the land of the Babylon blank forever.
I had 12, a wasteland forever. Oh, excuse me. 12?
Yeah. No, you can answer it. I like different words.
Okay. Then after the 70 years of captivity are over, I will punish the king of Babylon and his people for their sin, says the Lord. I will make the country of the Babylonian a wasteland forever. Amen.
Amen. My New King James Bible said perpetual desolation. I'm like, okay, I'm done, Lord. That's it. Thank you again.
Okay.
Number 14. Who were the first two nations to drink from the Lord's cup of anger?
Uh-oh.
Right.
Okay. Nobody? Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Eric.
No, ma'am. I prefer you, as Ms. Johnson would say.
I would prefer you, Deacon.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I have 17 and 18.
Yes.
Chapter 25, verses 17 and 18.
Yes.
Okay. So I took the cup of anger from the Lord and made all the nations drink from it. Every nation to which the Lord sent me. I went to Jerusalem and the other towns of Judah, and their kings and officials drank from the cup. From that day until this, they have been a desolate ruin, object of horror, contempt, and cursing. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you.
And thank you again.
Well,
thank you.
Hey, lady, amen.
All right, last question. Which city bears the Lord's name?
All right.
Chapter 25, verse 29.
Absolutely.
Got it.
Okay. It reads as follows. See, I am beginning to bring disaster on the city that bears my name, and you will indeed go unpunished. You will not go unpunished, for I am calling down a sword on all who live on the earth, declares the Lord Almighty. Amen.
Amen.
All righty. I will see everybody
next week.
Okay,
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead. Oh, no. Oh, my bad. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay,
go ahead.
So
do your thing.
First, it says the city. On the city that bears my name, but what city is that? Judah?
Hold on, let me go get my other Bible real quick because it probably said it in there. I ain't making it work, Rebecca.
Is it in the side scripture? Is it in Proverbs and 1 Peter? Proverbs 11 and 31. Let me look.
Right. Tommy. Jerusalem. In the New Living Translation, it says, I have begun to punish Jerusalem, the city that bears my name. Now should I let you go unpunished? No, you will not escape disaster. I will call for war against all the nations of the earth. I, the Lord of Heaven, told.
Okay.
That was a good question.
What you expect? That's from Miss Johnson. She always does it.
I know, and I said, Rebecca, you're about to make me sweat on camera, Rebecca. But don't worry about it. I had to get my other Bible.
Yeah, that's how she does. She gets you.
That's okay.
She even critiques our pastor.
Oh. I'm a man, my business, Eric. I'm too young for that. All right. I have some chapter summaries, too. I thought I was leaving, right? Jeremiah chapter 21 through 23, the theme is no favor without repentance. And the section spans Jeremiah 21 through 23. This is what God is communicating, no favor without repentance. King Zedekiah sends to Jeremiah requesting that God will help him repent, help him defeat Nebuchadnezzar. God sends back Jeremiah a response to Zedekiah, the people, the king's household, the prophets, and priests. The gist of his message is Zedekiah will lose. Everyone should go out to the king of Babylon, repent, and do right before it's absolutely too late. Speak God's word and not the deceptions of your own mind. This section also contains the first mention of Nebuchadnezzar and Chaldea Babylon / Babylon. Also, it's also one of the first mentions of surrendering to Babylon as an option for the people whereby they might live and, and escape the full brunt of punishment. In chapter 24 is a follow-up of 21 through 23, but the theme is exiles blessed, remnant punished. Blessing was promised for surrendering to Babylon. King Zedekiah did surrender and go out to Babylon, and because of that, he would be blessed, but we don't see that until Jeremiah chapter 52. But the Jews who stayed in Jerusalem are going to be punished. And then chapter 25, the theme is Judah, not the sole recipient of punishment. Both Judah and all the surrounding nations will be punished through the Lord sending Babylon. For 70 years, these nations will be exiled. After that, God will punish Babylon itself later on in Jeremiah. Amen.
Amen.
Any questions? All right, let's pray. Lord, thank you again for just allowing us to be in your presence. Thank you for the fellowship. Thank you for the energy through being just on a radio call, Lord. Thank you for just being simply amazing. We pray that we all continue to have amazing weeks. If we haven't, Lord, allow those weeks to be listed so that we can have peace in you. Lord, bless everyone's evening and all the listeners. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Awesome class. Awesome work.
Thank
all
you.
Right. Well, let me kick a couple of announcements here. Sarah Tate is preaching this Saturday. Sarah Tate McClendon.
Hold on. Did you say let me kick a couple of announcements?
Yeah, I'm trying to do the crystal.
You gotta
thing,
do it
right?
all. You gotta do it all.
I know it. I can't even do it.
Okay,
so Sarah Tate McClendon, she'll be preaching this Saturday, and of course this Sunday I'll be preaching with Faith Finances and You. But we're gonna stop Friday at 7 o'clock. For Bring Back the Family, okay? Y'all know what's up, right? Back the Family. Amen. Have a lot of fun, good conversation. Join the conversation and contribute. You all have something to say, okay? Everybody has something to say. Tune in, 7 o'clock Friday on Bring Back the Family and contribute. Get in the conversation. You never know who you're going to help. You never know who needs to know what you think is nothing. Amen, but to them,
wow. It's
everything. Okay, so tune in Friday and kick it with us. Okay, and again, do the Saturday thing, do the Sunday thing. We're going to start the Faith, Finances, and You. Part one is Faith, so we'll see you on Sunday, right?
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Boy, when people ready to get out of the Bible class, they're like, don't say nothing. But anyway, amen. God bless. I finished my book.
Okay.
I'm getting fussed at now by the copy editor. Just real crude. Just real brutally honest. You know, just highlight a whole sentence in red and like, I don't even know what that means. And so anyway,
oh, wow.
Hey, Jesus say that's what you need. Because I'm telling you, when I saw them sentences, I'm like, I ain't write that. She did that. But anyway. Anyway, y'all pray for my copy editor. She got to read stuff I wrote and probably messing that mind up. But anyway, amen. Thank God. Pray for that to get on out. I'm so glad to have that done. But, you know, for somebody who said they'd never write one, and now I'm on the fourth one, and then I got to rewrite the second one, and... But anyway, keep praying.
I'm going to let you write my autobiography.
Oh, no, the biography thing. No, I tell enough of my bad business. I'm not telling everything because that book, everybody will want that. Be like, oh, dude,
whoa,
you're
whoa,
still
whoa,
alive?
Whoa, let me let alone. Y'all go, Sarah, you start talking again.
Hey, don't forget to keep Keila Freeman in your prayer. Keep Nicole Seabrooks in your prayer. Keep Nico Gaston in your prayer. And everybody else we know that's standing in the need of prayer, pray for them.
Okay.
You have no idea how much good that does. Okay, and keep the mothers on the move. Keep them in your prayers as well. And they really are mothers on the move. They be on the move. Amen. They really not just sitting around. They be on the move. So keep them in your prayers as well. And like Paul says, always pray for one another because we're all going through it. Okay? In our own individual lives, every one of us is going through it. Yeah, we smile, we laugh, and we joke, but we're going through it. But we get this opportunity to laugh and joke and smile. So I want to thank Associate Pastor Sarah Tate McClendon for doing an awesome job. As always, everybody give a big round of applause. Amen.
Yay.
Okay, I'm the only one clapping.
I gave her a round.
Okay. All right. Okay, so all minds are clear, right? Good to hear Brother Barry White is in the class tonight. Go ahead, Brother Deacon Mackie Barry White, amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay.
It's good to hear your voice. It's good to hear all y'all voices since we don't get to see each other, you know,
Right.
church is still under, well, it'll be brand new when we get back in there. And Lord knows I'll be glad when
Amen.
We can get back in. But, you know, I'm not gonna lie. I don't mind not getting up in the cold and going to church. But anyway, amen. We'll be back there as soon as the Lord gets finished. Okay, so we're looking forward to next week, chapters 26 through 30. And so we'll be heading into that. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
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 God keep you. I probably should have found a song to close with, huh? Well, there you go. Good. Right there.
Yeah.
Make the play.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Start playing by itself.
Joy,
yeah.
Joy.
Yeah. That's
said,
my
I woke up to the summer shining throat. Calling all my friends, asking what's the move. Feeling a little different. I'm on something new.
Today.
I ain't gonna let no clouds get in my way. The only road I'm walking is the one I pick. Catch me sitting in the sun, no time for shade.
Today, today. Ooh.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
Ooh.
And I ain't gonna let it slip away. I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I got the feeling that you get when you get new kicks. Bell ringing on the last day of singing, yeah. High fiving everybody, but we out of here.
Today, today.
So fast, life comes and goes. Make it last, best slow your roll. They don't take it as a choice, but you gotta know that today's the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. And I ain't gonna let it slip away, nah. I'm gonna be joyful. I got the joy, joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the J-O-Y down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got the joy, joy down in my heart. Today, today.